If there were the money and political will to explore other treatment options, many seem to hold promise. Dr. Cristina Sanchez of Complutense University of Madrid has found that tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, the psychoactive chemical found in marijuana, kills cancer cells without damaging healthy cells. Her research, along with studies at the University of London's St. George's Medical School, show that THC has potent anti-cancer activity and can significantly target and switch off pathways that allow cancers to grow. As of this writing, marijuana continues to be outlawed, even for research, as a Schedule I narcotic by the U.S. federal government, along with morphine, LSD, heroin, and opium. Could the cancer-killing properties of marijuana explain why the federal government continues to ban it? One early cancer researcher who spelled out a cure was Nobel laureate physiologist Otto Warburg. Prior to World War II, Warburg gave a lecture describing both the cause and cure for cancer. Summarized in a few words, the prime cause of cancer is the replacement of the respiration of oxygen in normal body cells by a fermentation of sugar. All normal body cells meet their energy needs by respiration of oxygen, whereas cancer cells meet their energy needs in great part by fermentation. All normal body cells are thus obligate aerobes, whereas all cancer cells are partial anaerobes. Oxygen gas, the donor of energy in plants and animals, is dethroned in the cancer cells and replaced by an energy-yielding reaction of the lowest living forms, namely, a fermentation of glucose, he announced, adding, on the basis of anaerobiosis, there is now a real chance to get rid of this terrible disease. In other words, while most living cells require oxygen to live, cancer cells do well without oxygen, instead drawing energy from the fermentation of sugars. Cancer cells cannot survive in an oxygenated alkaline system. Furthermore, humans require a minimum of 22% oxygen in the air they breathe to maintain normal health. Most American cities are regularly below this minimum, and on so-called ozone alert days, the oxygen percentage often drops to 18%, well below the level necessary for good health.